Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 7th of July, 2009. If I could ask you to tell me your name, surname, age, and where you're from, please.
Okay, well, my name is David Hooper. I'm from Bourne End in Buckinghamshire, and I'm 53.
Thank you. What was your inspiration in first applying for the One Another project?
It was one of those mad moments, wasn't it? Like most people probably. I mean, it goes back right to the point when they were trying to work out what to do with the fourth plinth. And I read an article, I think in a paper, that said they were going to ask people for ideas. And I know Anthony Gormley came up with one, and there were a few other ideas. And I thought, oh, well, if the Anthony Gormley one comes up, that sounds quite interesting. And then, I don't know, 6 months later, it came up. So I thought, oh, maybe I'll have a go at that. And but my original idea was to do it with two other people, because I had this thought I would play some music, in fact, bassoon music up there. That would be the thing I would do. But I had the idea of doing it with two other people. So I mentioned this to my other bassoon colleagues, and they said, oh, yeah, okay. And then, you know, time goes by, and then I applied, and then I suddenly realised afterwards that it was only one person. And then I thought, oh, well, my number won't come up. And then my number did come up, and I thought, oh, well, I've got to do it now, haven't I? So it just sort of one thing went on and on to another.
So how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Quite excited and a bit scared at the same time. But the thing about it, I always think, is if you come prepared, and for me at least, if I come prepared and I've rehearsed and I know what I'm going to do, then a lot of that nervousness goes away, and I don't feel quite so bad. I still feel fairly nervous, but it does help. So I've been rehearsing and I've got a plan, so I know what I'm doing, I think.
Yes.
But, time will tell.
What?
So yeah, it's quite, but quite excited. I'm quite looking forward to it, actually.
So what is it you're going to do when you're up on the plinth?
Well, I'm going to play the bassoon, and I'm going to, at the same time, raise some money for the Musician Benevolent Fund. And I'm doing kind of three things. The first one is, by playing the bassoon in public, a lot of people will get to hear it and see it. And there is a bit of a problem at the moment that people are not taking it up as an instrument. There's actually a shortage of bassoon players. And for a number of years, the actual numbers have been declining. So children are not taking it up, and then that doesn't filter through to the orchestras and so on. So it's a great shame. So I want to just raise awareness and encourage people to listen to the bassoon and consider it. And then at the same time, I thought, well, I'll raise some money, and why not raise it for the Musician Benevolent Fund, who look after musicians who have a hard time. And maybe they get ill or something, or they get injured, and suddenly they can't play anything. It can be quite a dramatic effect, you know, just the damage to your finger, and suddenly you can't play violin, and there's your livelihood gone. So the Musician Benevolent Fund will look after people like that. So I'm using the opportunity to raise some money for them. And the other thing I'm doing, which is just a bit of fun, was following Bill Bailey's recent tour. And he was on TV a couple of months ago, and he was introducing people to the symphony orchestra and all the various instruments. And he introduced the bassoon, and he showed, you know, what they can play, and they all played some lovely sounds and so on. And what he did is he took the instruments of the orchestra away, and everybody stopped playing and left the bassoon playing there. And they were playing How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees. And he was making this statement that actually bassoon players just play the Bee Gees all day long. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go and stand on the plinth, play the bassoon, raise some money, and I might just sneak in a few Bee Gees numbers at the same time, just to kind of, you know, make people realise that bassoon playing can be fun as well as serious.
So what kind of reaction are you expecting then from the crowd?
Well, I'm bringing about 11 supporters, so I've told them they've got to cheer in the right places, and they've got to laugh at the jokes, and they've got to, you know, like dance around. So I'm hoping they'll stir things up. I honestly don't know the rest of them. I really don't. They might just, what is he doing? Or I really have no idea. That's a bit of a mystery, that one. might depend on the weather. I mean, it might, you know, if it's really wet and cool, then maybe nothing. But maybe if it's nice, I don't know.
So how are you feeling an hour before then you go up on the plinth?
I'm feeling quite good that it's about to happen, isn't it? Because I haven't been sleeping too well the last few nights. But, you know, a bit nervous at the same time. Dreading that my mouth is going to dry up. It's that, you know, when you play the bassoon, you need a moist, lots of saliva. And of course, when you're nervous, it dries up, so that's slightly worrying.
So can you expand a little bit on the importance and significance of music in your life?
Yeah, I mean, I've played music since I was about six, where I started learning the piano. And I did that, well, I've played the piano all my life. And I think when you're young, you start, it's a bit, I don't know, you might enjoy it, but it doesn't really do anything for you emotionally, I don't think. It's something you do, and it's nice to achieve a grade and be able to do party pieces and things. Then I got to senior school, and somebody, my teacher said, well, why don't you take up the clarinet? Just learn an instrument that you can play with other people. Because piano is a very solitary instrument quite often. It's good though. So I took up the clarinet, and then the bassoonist left. So they were short of a bassoon. There was a great shortage of bassoonists. There was then, and there still is now. So they said, well, do you fancy playing the bassoon? So there's 100 million clarinetists. So I said, okay, I'll play the bassoon. And within about a year, I got into the orchestra. And I've never looked back. And I think music really took off for me when I took up the bassoon and played in a symphony orchestra. Because I think that's really when it had that emotional impact. You know, when you're playing some of this music, it really, really affects you. And so yes, from then on, I've never looked back really, and I've played in university symphony orchestras, the Midland Youth Orchestra. I'm currently playing Windsor and Maidenhead Symphony Orchestra. But I've always stayed amateur. I'm not professional. I just, you know, play at a reasonable level, I suppose.
Okay, thank you. So music may be one of the things. What would you say is important to you at this stage in your life?
In my life, crikey. Well, I've got a family of three children and a wife, and they're very important. So that's probably the most important thing. But I think as you get a bit older, you want to balance your home life, the things you like to do personally, and your working life a lot more. I think earlier on, work seemed to dominate a lot more. Along with a family, and I think I feel now time to start doing a few more things for myself, wacky things like this. So yeah, I think balance has always been important for me. I've never been one who's a workaholic type. I think I need to mix work, home, and music.
So who would you say you're doing this One Another project for?
Gosh, it's probably a combination of things, isn't it? In the end, I applied for it, so I'm probably doing it for me. If you want to look deeply into my psychology or something. But I'd like to think, you know, I'm raising some money for a good cause, so, you know, there's something there. I know a lot of my friends who are coming to watch seem really excited about it and absolutely delighted to come and see me. So I think they're going to have a nice evening out. And I suppose there is some element of this idea of an event. I'm not sure I really see it as a... I don't know, I'm not sure I've quite got the art bit of it. The whole... I don't know. I can't work out whether it's like a glorified guy in the street, you know, playing busker type. Whether I'm really just doing that, or whether I'm doing something more. But... find out probably.
So have you got any hopes or fears for what comes off of the back of taking part in the project?
Well, I'm hoping Simon Cowell will do his tour of the country, and this will launch my music career in some direction or other. I think reality is that it probably will just fade away, but it'll be a lot of fun, a lot of memories, and I would participate in something different and unique, and that'd be nice.
So do you have any more thoughts or comments on the hour that is to come?
The main thing is, will technology work? Will it all work? And am I going to get dumped on by rain? Because that might kill everything. If it really rains, I'm going to get water everywhere, and nothing might work properly. But so long as I can A, see the music, I hope there's enough light. B, it doesn't get too wet so that nothing packs in, and the microphone and everything works. So anyway, I just hope it goes all right. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.